The following segment on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm all in today. That's because we're talking about you, your health, your money, your politicians, and of course your taxes, which makes sense since I was the tax lady and owner of the largest business of its kind in the country for over two decades. Now, after that nightmare week we just experienced on Wall Street, where the Dow Jones looked more like a drunk or very stoned yo-yo, rather than the most respected trading hub of the biggest financial markets in the world's richest nation, my question for you this morning is pretty simple. How many more gray hairs and wrinkles do you honestly have after the stock market lost 1,175 points in just one day? Because I'm looking at my very handsome producer, Mike, and I see a couple more gray hairs, but not me, because my hairdresser, Mary, she's amazing. You see, if the stock market can lose 1,175 points in one day, then I believe it can lose 2,000 points on another day, or 3,000 on the day after that, and 4,000 if things get ugly. Because stocks are sensitive, especially when our president is being investigated for money laundering, obstruction of justice, and collusion, which isn't good news for anyone, especially you and Wall Street. And what's troubling about the stock market's drunken behavior is that our country's thriving on all economic fronts, so our vital signs are sexy and beautiful. In fact, the only thing not thriving in our great country appears to be none other than, you guessed it, our overpaid and incompetent politicians in Washington and California that you so generously pay for. I mean, how else can you explain the financial roller coaster ride we all just experienced when all economic indicators are unbelievable for our country? For example, the unemployment rate is at all-time lows. The housing market is at record highs, which we're going to talk about later. Gold is steady, silver is solid, and oil is abundant and affordable, unlike the water situation in South Africa, which is slated to run out in a couple of months. I mean, how scary is that? Now, unless you're a bungee cord addict who doesn't mind jumping off a cliff or a Philadelphia Eagles fan, last week was a nightmare. And unfortunately, if things don't change in Washington, I honestly believe that you're going to see another 10 miserable days in 2018 like the one we had last week. All compliments of Robert Mueller's investigation and the fact that the walls at the White House are slowly caving in on our president and some of the men who once proudly stood by his side. In fact, what I find really interesting about the stock market's craziness and the cryptocurrency crash that has bitcoins well below $6,000 from a one-time high of $18,000 is that no one is mentioning the real possibility that Mueller's investigation has something to do with the crazy market. Instead, most economists, they blame rising wages, inflation fears, and the fact that interest rates are creeping up. All right, I could drink some of that Kool-Aid and the logic behind it. After all, I like Kool-Aid, and so does Maddie and JR and Kaleo and Leah. However, I am not naive, and neither should you be, because part of the financial volatility has nothing to do with interest rates or wages or any inflation fears. And instead, in my opinion, it has everything to do with the ugly chess game that's going on at the White House, where you, the superhero taxpayer, you're going to end up being the biggest financial loser because you pay for everything. You see, that's because, in my opinion, I believe the stock market is going to crash if our president is impeached later this year, which is looking more and more like a possibility based on the unfortunate news that came out last week that Rick Gates is about to become the next witness to roll over for Mueller. Can you imagine what your 401k is going to look like when that happens? I mean, let's forget about the gray hairs. You're going to be bald. Now, for those of you who don't remember Rick Gates, he's the longtime business partner and associate of Paul Manafort, which is really bad news for our president, since both of them are facing about 25 to 50 years in jail if they're convicted on all felonies. And from the evidence I've seen, both Rick Gates and Paul Manafort have zero chances of winning their high-profile criminal trials. Yeah, both of them are going to lose, and you know what's going to happen? They're going to be facing 25 to 50 years in a cozy federal prison. And given the fact that three-star General Flynn, Trump's previous national security advisor, that guy got such a sweet deal to become a star witness against our president, which is why I believe the chances are so high that Rick Gates is going to turn on the president and his dear friend Paul Manafort, since Mueller is offering deals like the one he gave out to General Flynn. After all, Rick Gates is so much younger than Paul Manafort and our president, and he doesn't want to spend a single day in jail, let alone a couple decades. Would you? Which leads me back to our president. Can you imagine the pressure and the stress that our president is under while trying to run our country, especially in light of all the government name-calling, shutdowns, and threats? I mean, how can anyone get anything done in Washington when the federal government threatens to shut down on a monthly basis? I mean, can you imagine what it would be like if you worked for a company that threatened to shut down every month because the owners and the decision makers couldn't agree on the budget? Now, don't get me wrong. Of course you'd like a couple more days off every month while the company you work at shuts down because of their obvious dysfunction. Until you wake up one day and realize you can't pay your bills and you can't put bacon on the table to feed your beautiful family. Which leads me to my next questions. Who takes care of our military when our government shuts down? And who's watching the nuclear buttons? That guy in Hawaii who caused utter and complete panic for 38 minutes when he pressed the wrong button? And who's making sure the ballistic missile defense system is actually working? Because the last time I checked, our ballistic missile defense system failed to hit its intended target the other day during a practice drill, which means if that was a real nuclear bomb sent from our friends over in North Korea or Russia, you'd be dead in a blink of an eye. So you know what I urge you to do this morning? You better have yourself a double-double with French fries and a chocolate shake to remind you that you're alive. Because what I know is simple. The political climate in Washington is a disaster, and it's getting worse every single day. I mean, all you have to do is look at the DACA crisis, because we still don't have a solution for the 800,000 to a million dreamers who aren't rapists, criminals, murderers, or MS-13 gang members, and I find that shocking. But let's be real here. Important legislation is going to be very hard to come by over the next 6 months because our president is under attack every minute of every day. In fact, as the pressure and stress mounts, I think our president is going to attack back even harder, which is evidenced by the tone and messaging in his jokes, his tweets, and his comments. Now, even though I proudly support our president's love for the military, our great veterans, and of course tax reform, I don't think the president's joke the other day about calling Democrats treasonous was very timely, especially when it came just a couple days after our president asked for more unity from Congress in his powerful State of the Union address. Hey man, so much for unity or civility. You see, I don't think the Democrats are guilty of treason in the literal sense. Instead, I think the Democrats are going to overthrow the Republican Party by beating them in the 2018 midterm elections, which is going to be worse than treason for our president. I say this because Mueller has a very big subpoena with the president's name all over it. And let me tell you, this subpoena is going to be worse than anything you've ever seen in any Law and Order television show. That's because Mueller's subpoena is going to require our president to do what he truly fears, and that's testifying under oath. Now, rest assured, Republicans, because Michael Cohen and Ty Cobb, I just love that name, they're never going to let their most important and powerful client, the President of the United States, testify under oath. And if he's forced to do so, I got good news for you. He is going to invoke his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent through the entire grilling session. After all, that's why the president released that memo to show corruption at the highest level. The bottom line is that the stock market and cryptocurrency markets are going to be extremely volatile. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out and buy your favorite bottle of scotch or wine, because you're going to need it. All right, everybody, I know I get fired up when I talk to you about these issues. Here's the great news. I have an unbelievable show for you, and I promise we're going to talk more about you, your health, your money, your real estate, and how you can live happily ever after on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by health and wellness expert, Dr. Mark Kasha.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and of course the surf is up because I have my favorite chiropractor and belly fat magician. Dr. Cash, I love when you come in because it reminds me how good I feel whenever I see you. So, Dr. Cash, last week we had auto accident attorney Ashley Amerio in studio. And as you know, we were talking about how important it is for you, someone injured in a car accident, to have an unbelievable attorney. My question for you, Dr. Kasha, if you're in an auto accident, do you think there's an advantage to having early care after that accident?
Oh, absolutely, Ronnie. You know, initially an auto accident, people get hit, they're dazed, they're confused, they're trying to figure out insurance information, and you know, their next step is figuring out what to do. They have pain that kind of develops over, actually what happens is most symptoms don't show up with an auto case for like 4 to 6 weeks. And so initially they're sore, but they don't realize they need the care.
So my follow-up question for you, Dr. Kasha, is simple. What type of injuries do you see most frequently when someone has been in an auto accident?
Well, most frequently they're going to have the neck involved at the very least. Low back is due to the lap belt being on there. The shoulder belt can even cause injury to the upper back and shoulder area. Sure, it prevented them from going through the windshield, but it doesn't stop other injuries from happening. Knee issues from the knees hitting the bottom of the dash, the side of the leg hitting the door frame. So if you've been in an accident and have neck pain, back pain, middle back, jaw, and want to have it checked out, definitely give me a call. Dr. Mark Kasha, 916-967-7436. That's 916-967-7436.
For those of you just joining us, you may want to roll down your window and scream hallelujah. That is because I am with my favorite chiropractor in the country, and his name is Dr. Mark Kasha. Now, Dr. Kasha, if someone's in a car accident, I know they're afraid that their injuries are permanent. Do you believe the majority of these injuries are permanent? What do you see out there?
Anytime I take a history on a patient when they first come in, I always ask, have you been in any auto accidents? And I'll have patients that'll say, well, yes, 10 years ago on September 18th at 6:42, I had got hit from the right and whatever. And generally what that means is that they have had care, but they've had physical therapy or medications or something that has worked with symptoms, but it hasn't gotten to the cause of the problem, which is the misalignment that occurs with an accident. Yet I'll have other patients that come in and it's a day or two later that they're popping up with, oh yeah, I was in an accident 10 years ago, but I had chiropractic care right afterwards and I've been fine since. So yes, can things be permanent? They sure can if they're not treated properly. So if you've been in an accident, you need care, call me, Dr. Mark Kasha, 916-967-7436.
Now, Dr. Kasha, obviously people have come to your office and they've probably asked you, are you sure you can help me? Because maybe they doubt that you as a chiropractor can help. I believe you can because your chiropractic services have helped me. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, Ronnie, there are definitely conditions where they've progressed to the point where we can't help them, that we can't adjust them. I've had a patient, for example, she's a 68-year-old woman. She had smoked 3 packs a day for probably about 30 years, so her osteoporosis was off the chart. She could actually cough and crack a rib. So that was one that, no, I wouldn't be working with her with adjustments, but I can certainly do muscle therapy, massage. We definitely have options to help get her better. When it's a case where I can adjust, we definitely get better results overall. But even for the stranger complaints, yes, we've actually been able to give a lot of people relief.
Now, Dr. Kasha, as you know, the vast majority of our audience has a headache, or they have a neck ache, or they have shoulder pain, because as you know, the vast majority of people are addicted to their cell phones, or they're constantly looking at their computers. How do you help people that have neck pain from those type of situations?
Well, the first step is getting the proper alignment going, but you're right. That's an ongoing day-to-day problem that just keeps amplifying. So muscle work is definitely a good thing there. Exercises, stretches, definitely taking breaks from it, but try telling that to a 14-year-old or an 80-year-old, as my dad is known to use his cell phone so often.
Dr. Kasha, you just mentioned exercise. And as you know, I'm an avid surfer. I love to swim, and my diet is even improving. However, my belly still has a little fat pouch there, or pooch, whatever you want to call it, and I don't like it. How do you help people like myself, my producer Mike, get rid of those unwanted bulges and fat?
Well, we have in our office a device called LipoLite. And it differs from, say, liposuction, because what LipoLite does is it's 100% safe. There's no piercing of the skin, no pain, no recovery time, no corsets to wear afterwards. And the results are best in the midsection. We're averaging 5.5 to 6.5 inches off a typical midsection. And that how we measure that is at the belly button level, 2 inches above, 2 inches below. So I like it because it's not dangerous. It's got some great effects. But there are limitations, of course. We can't have people that are 250 pounds thinking they're going to reduce down to 180. This is a size issue. So if you have sculpting, if you have one area that you've lost weight, you've lost, say, 20 pounds or so, but you still have the love handles or the pooch there, then you want to give us a call, because that's definitely something the LipoLite can do. Call me at Dr. Mark Kasha, 916-967-7436. That's 916-967-7436.
Now, Dr. Kasha, I've been to your office and it's beautiful. And I love your staff. And I love that you're working with me to get rid of my little fat belly. Do you help men as well? And by the way, are there any age limitations on helping your clients like me lose unwanted fat?
You bet. Age limitations, you know, 18 years old would be a minimum. I've had as old as 78 years old, so it's never too late to try to do something about it. As far as men go, yes, the chest, a lot of breast tissue there on a lot of men. This absolutely works well with that. But our primary area is, of course, that midsection and that. So if you're looking to reduce size, or if you want sculpted, you want an area that reduced, definitely give me a call, 916-967-7436.
Now, Dr. Kasha, what makes you so unique is I feel like you care about the entire body of your clients, their mental health, their physical health, their spiritual health. Can you brag for a minute? Because I know you are so modest, but can you brag to our audience about who you are and your amazing staff and how you help people feel better?
Well, thank you, Ronnie. I've been in practice over 30 years, and of course, we tend to concentrate on the spinal alignment is our number one thing. But But I could tell there are other things that the patients need. For example, I had a patient, Phil, late 60s, great shape, recently retired, and he was planning a canoe trip across Canada somewhere. But he had slipped and fallen, and there isn't an adjustment for that, but I have cold laser. Cold laser is a therapy that can help heal that up fast. And he was on his way on his trip.
Dr. Kasha, what a crazy guy wanted to go canoeing in Canada. All right, Dr. Kasha, I thank you so much for your time and your amazing information. Sacramento, I've got great news for you because I am bringing in studio your favorite real estate expert in the United States, and that's none other than Renee Nielsen. And we're going to talk with you about the real estate market and how hot it truly is. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Renee Nielsen, the real estate expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And you know what? I've got goosebumps right now because I'm looking at my favorite real estate expert in the world, and that is none other than you, Renee Nielsen. Welcome back to the show, Renee.
Thank you. Hey, I love that title. Thanks.
So, Renee, what I want to know is you and I talk a lot about technology. Can you please explain to me how technology is affecting the real estate market in a positive and negative manner?
Well, Ronnie, that's a really good topic. You know what? Right now I'm getting blasted on all my email blasts from all the newsletters and information that I subscribe to, and it's all about AI, so artificial intelligence. And it's like being thrown up on with information, right? I think for most of the people that I work with, because it gives you this false sense of, you know, every single thing about the market. You basically know every single thing about a real estate transaction. Mind you, you also watch TV, and I was on House Hunters. We made it look super easy. It doesn't really go down exactly like what you see on TV, but it always looks easy. So I think it gives out this artificial sense of from A to Z, it's super easy. It's totally doable. But you have to come back to the mentality, I think, of do you want to be the kid who's, I'm going to give you a real life example. Do you want to be the kid who's in water polo, who has a parent on the sidelines that's totally coaching him from the sidelines? Mind you, they've never been in water polo before, but they're totally coaching you. And then when you get out of the water, they tell you every single thing that you should have done, because that's like textbook smart, right? Or do you want the coach on your team that's totally done things, has been in the action for years, totally knows from A to Z all like the finer points of real estate and your transaction and what's important to you and how to save you money? It's kind of like that night and day difference. But because there's so much information out there right now, like people just have this false sense of security. And there's lots of little places they can get in trouble, but they're not going to know it till either it happens or they may never know it until down the road.
You see, Renee, unlike the millennials and people who like artificial intelligence, you and I are old school and we're traditional. And I like working with you, a human being. So can you explain why people are attracted to technology rather than working with someone like yourself who's an expert in negotiation skills?
I think that there's the sense that it is easier. You don't have to build that relationship with people. You don't really have to open yourself up. You don't have to tell them what your needs are. You can just kind of keep it to yourself privately. And you don't have to like put all of your financial and emotional concerns and build that relationship, you know, on the table with a real estate expert that's going to guide you. Like I said, there's this false sense of security with that. And I am old school. Like, I'm new school in a lot of things too. Like, I like all the technology to help us and make things quicker, but I'm old school. I want to, like, once we find a property, I want to go research it for you. I want to tell you all the ins and outs. I want to tell you, hey, I already talked to the agent down the street. And the reason why that it's listed that way is because they had a pipe issue and had to replace all the, you know, all the little ins and outs. So if you would like to hire a human being that really has your back financially and in all other matters, 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832. That's how you get a hold of me.
All right, Renee, let's talk about the market. Because as you know, last week was crazy on Wall Street. What do you think is going on in Sacramento? Do you think that we've got a correction coming? Do you think it's going to be a volatile market? What are your thoughts?
You know what? It's been so interesting. And, you know, the market like showed some correction last week. So usually the market corrects itself off and on. And we've seen the market go up so much over time that at some point it has to correct itself to make itself healthy, right? But I just went to an economic advisement seminar put on by the California Association of Realtors chief economist. And like really what we're seeing is that we have a housing shortage. We're a couple hundred thousand homes a year short. We have people who are in the Bay Area who only 10% of people own homes in San Francisco. Where do you think they want to go? Come out to Sacramento area possibly, because you're going to get way more home for your money than you're going to get in the Bay Area. And so unless we have more housing availability, I think whether the rates go up or down, you're going to see that need for housing to be fulfilled. And it's still going to be a tight market.
So you believe because of basic economic factors, the real estate market in Sacramento is going to remain strong in 2018?
I do. Unless we have so many people that are going to just sell their homes. I'm going to tell you, for all of you guys who are looking into buying, I'm tied in with the chief economist. So my lender that I work with is amazing, and she totally helps us figure out, you know, if you can buy now or if you wait a year, exactly what that's going to look like based on, you know, based on all the actual real financials, you know, going on in the state. So give me a call at 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832. And we'll hook you up with all the real tools that are going to give you the education that you need to make some decisions.
Renee, like you and I were talking, there is a housing shortage, which unfortunately affects the rental market. Now, you and I have seen a lot of legislation proposed for capping the rental rates. Do you believe that's going to become a reality in 2018?
You know what? That legislation keeps coming up over and over. Okay, and now with someone with the title as a realtor, which means that I belong to associations that go and fight for the homeowners and property owners, really what they would like to see is the building, the counties and all the building departments ease up on all the restrictions so we can create quicker, faster new builds so more people can get into homes. Because I don't want to go into it here. It's a really long-winded explanation. But just capping rental rates doesn't really solve the long-term problem. But building out more and more units for people to purchase and helping people get into those units helps people become homeowners, contribute to their cities, you know, stay put in the communities, live where they work, you know, all the really good things about being a homeowner.
Now, as you know, Renee, in order for us to have more building going on in California, we need our awful politicians to GOYA and do something. Now, don't even get me started with that. Here's what I want to know. You talk a lot about the Bay Area. And of course, with baseball season around the corner, you and I are going to a Giants game. What I want to know, Renee, is why are so many people from the Bay Area moving here? And how does that affect our market?
Ronnie, you know, it just comes down to supply and demand and simple economics. If you have a family, or maybe you don't even have a family, if you want to be in a home and share it with 10 other people to be able to have an affordable monthly payment for your housing expense, or you can come out to the Sacramento area and have a, you know, a quality of life where that payment is for just the same payment, just for you and your family, you know, you got some options there. It depends on what you're going to choose. I know what I would choose. When I say affordability, Ronnie, what I mean is the average median home price approximately in the Bay Area is $1.2 million and above. So that means you got to have a kick butt job or multiple people. You got to get every relative in your family to all live together and friends, right? To have a home out there. I mean, just Placer County, the approximate median home price is like $450,000 to $470,000. Like, that's a night and day difference. So people are seeing that. They want to move here. You know, if you would like someone who really will represent you well and have your back, my number is 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832. And I would love to educate you on, you know, what it takes to purchase a home or even, you know, run your financials with my mortgage person and have them really advise us on what that means for you numbers wise.
All right, Renee, as you can tell, I love our interviews. Sacramento, I've got great news for you. I'm going to talk about how you can recover $10,000 from Equifax. That's right. I'm doing a follow-up story on Equifax, and I got great news for you. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by health and wellness expert, Dr. Mark Kasha.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And last September, I did an important segment on Equifax. You know, the consumer reporting agency that screwed you and another 145 million Americans? Well, as you recall, Equifax admitted that millions of United States users had some of their most sensitive and personal information compromised when Equifax was hacked. And this included your social security numbers, your birth dates, and addresses. In fact, if you recall, this was the biggest hack we've ever seen against a consumer reporting agency. And of course, you remember how slow Equifax was to do anything about the hack and breach. In fact, they actually waited some 6 weeks before going public with this very bad news. And let's not forget about those Equifax executives who sold nearly $2 million worth of company shares, which in my opinion is unconscionable and an absolute abuse of power and insider information. I mean, did anyone ever hold these people and business executives accountable? Of course not, because this is America where you're wrong and I'm right. Now, what you and I didn't know back then about this breach brought on by Equifax's total and complete negligence is that it included hacking of your passport numbers of so many Americans out there, which means your passport is out on the dark web. Hey, I was one of the 145 million victims, which means right now there's some chick in Turkey who's using the name Ronnie Deutsch. Good luck to you. The great news is that millions of people who got screwed by Equifax blatant negligence joined hundreds of class action lawsuits against Equifax, which means significant restitution in the tune of billions of dollars is coming your way. But you know what? It's going to take about 3 to 5 years to see any of that cash. Now, for those of you who didn't join any of these hundreds of class action lawsuits, I also spoke with you about taking matters into your own hands by filing a small claims lawsuit against Equifax in your respective county. Now, I realize that many of you are intimidated by anything that has to do with lawsuits, even small claims lawsuits, which is absolutely understandable to me, given the fact that our civil and criminal injustice systems are littered with corrupt judges and prosecutors who don't care about you, your family, your money, or your constitutional rights. Believe me, after fighting back against the most corrupt legal system in Sacramento for over 5 years, I understand and appreciate your well-founded fears. However, I got some great news to report to you this morning. And that's because tens of thousands of Equifax victims like you and myself, you see, these people filed small claims lawsuits against Equifax, and the results have been outstanding. Yes, you actually can win a small claims lawsuit against Equifax in your respective county. And depending on the place that you live, you're going to be able to recover a whopping $10,000 for their blatant negligence. Of course, you're going to have to check your local small claims court rules to see how much money you can sue Equifax for. But at this point, if you haven't already joined a class action lawsuit or filed a small claims action in the county you live, what are you waiting for? After all, Equifax was negligent, which is the basis for your small claims lawsuit against them. Now, I don't want to overwhelm you this morning with legal jargon, so I'm going to keep this point really simple. The definition of negligence is the failure to use reasonable care, which results in damages or injury to you. Now, I know many of you have never filed a small claims lawsuit against anyone, so I can understand if you feel intimidated. However, what you need to know is that Equifax was negligent. And you, like myself, you see, we got screwed. So in my opinion, you've got what I refer to as a slam dunk small claims case. Now, why is this a slam dunk case? Because Equifax failed to use reasonable care to protect your sensitive personal information, which caused them to get hacked. And as a direct result of their failure to use reasonable care to protect your highly sensitive personal information, you suffer damages. Because right now, your personal information, like mine, it's available for sale on that awful worldwide dark web. You know what this means? That some chick in Turkey, she might be using your name and your social security number like she's doing to me. Remember, Equifax also failed to follow its own internal procedures and policies, and that helps your case. And to make matters worse, you know what else we've learned? That Equifax and other big credit reporting agencies, they've been getting away with profiting off using your personal and private information for years without your explicit permission. And if you ask our president about that, you know what he would say? That it was totally un-American. After all, 145 million people, which is half the population of the United States, they were affected by Equifax's blatant negligence, which is why you need to G-O-Y-A and sue them. Now, thankfully, Equifax CEO Richard Smith, that guy stepped down and he was forced to testify before the Senate Banking Committee about his company's failure and negligence in handling your very sensitive and private information. And the Department of Homeland Security even got involved because of the specific vulnerability the hackers took advantage of, which is shocking and a sign of the times to come. Now, the fact that our federal government continues to do business with Equifax is mind-boggling to me, especially in light of their blatant and repeated failures. You see, what you need to know is that Equifax confirmed with the Securities and Exchange Commission that more than 240 class action lawsuits have already been filed against them, which is the great news for you. Now, my point here this morning is pretty simple. If you're one of the 145 million Americans affected by this awful breach, you have legal rights, and you should seriously consider filing a small claims lawsuit against Equifax without delay, because there's something called the statute of limitations, and it's running every day, so you don't want to miss your chance to recover $10,000 for their negligent handling of your very sensitive and personal information. Remember, the statute of limitations is really important, and it dictates how long you have to sue them. Now, of course, if you feel intimidated or overwhelmed in any manner, do me a favor. Go online and look up how to sue Equifax in small claims court because there's a lot of great information available for you to read. And again, you deserve that $10,000, and so does your family. All right, the last thing that I want to say to you this morning has nothing to do with your money or real estate or taxes or anything like that. Instead, it has to do with love, because love is around the corner and my favorite holiday is almost upon us, and that's Valentine's Day. You see, what you need to know about me is simple. I believe in love, and I believe in the kind of love that gives you goosebumps and that gives you butterflies and that makes you see hummingbirds in your house. You see, I believe in the kind of love that keeps you up all night long for all the right reasons. So in honor of the most mushy holiday on the planet, I want to wish you and my awesome producer, Mike, who I absolutely love and adore, a very happy Valentine's Day. And I also want to wish all of you a whole lot of love and French kissing. That's right, folks. It's Valentine's Day. On the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. If you want to be a featured expert on a future segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, in order to share your unique expertise, please call my producer, Mike, at 888-919-4009 to see if you're a good fit for the show.